allow people a way to be part of this and appeal. We are 61% towards meeting our monthly expenses target, for which we are tremendously grateful. I don't know if you noticed it, but the last two articles are different. I don't want to go into that in great depth, but they represent for me a deepening in my willingness to both be present, even humorous, and yet aim to be global in reach. In my opinion, this comes about because I asked Michael to influence my writings more. I'm feeling pretty tired from watching so many streams of events. I needed some inspiration and more ease of writing, and I got it. Thank you, Michael. Meanwhile, it seems like a race between our emergence in the face of the rising love light energies and the arrival of the big events we're all awaiting. Gesra, Nesra, or the new economy, the global currency reset, the reval, medbeds, etc. The love light, in the form of a large solar wave, see footnote 2, will be time on target, that is, simultaneous worldwide. Such is the continuous blossoming of our higher selves in the face of all this, that I can hardly bring myself to ask you to continue to support the blog with your donation, individual or monthly. But I must. Karen reminds me the need is urgent. Neither Gesra Nesra nor the Reval arrived this month. There's no room for belt tightening in our budget. We've got a little less than 40% to go. Michael once said to me, even after the Reval, when you don't need money, allow people a way to donate. Allow them a way to be a part of this. And I can see that. If you have disposable income and a desire to be a part of this, please walk on over to the Hope Chest and help us meet our monthly expenses. With our profound gratitude.